Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. Where is the most inappropriate place you've ever been hit on? Like, for instance, a funeral, because
wow, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, so my papa passed away, and I went to his funeral last week, and surprisingly, it was a military funeral. My papa was like insanely accomplished, and so the folks putting on the funeral were all military people, and some of these folks were pretty good looking folks, and I was like, dang, this is the hottest funeral I've ever been to. And my papa was like, I'm going to send them your way, girl. And I was just like smiling, having, you know, like it was an easy life to celebrate. My papa was a wonderful person. And I go and I hang out with my grandma the next day. We're having chicken salad sandwiches. And I said, hey, man, yesterday was beautiful. At one point, one of the guys, before they brought my papa to his final resting place, you do like a military ceremony. And then that part's pretty private. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, I'm a Rakasan. He was a paratrooper too. And he had jumped and they were part of 182nd Airborne. And he was like, we're going to take really good care of him. And he started like tearing up. And I was like, damn, this man is covered in tattoos and crying. Yeah.
Perfect. Red flag. Red flag.
I know.
Wait, not everything Kelly likes is a red flag. I think you're becoming biased, Steve. Tattoos and having an emotional connection to someone is not necessarily bad.
No, but right. It's Kelly. So we know.
Right. I know, but I just wanted to point out that not... Like, you know, other people, yeah, that's fine. You meet someone who is able to empathize with someone. You're describing empathy as a red flag.
I know, but it's Kelly.
And it was my grandfather's funeral, so let's just put the setting back there because it's a red flag.
Yeah, okay, so I might be guilty of going too far the other way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the next day I'm eating these chicken salad sandwiches with my grandma, and I said, man, the service yesterday was amazing. And I had talked about Tim, the guy who had said the stuff about, you know, how he was going to take really good care of bringing my grandfather to his final resting place. And she said, oh, yeah, speaking of those handsome men that helped us out yesterday, she's like, you remember so-and-so from the funeral home? And I said, yeah, he's also a very good-looking man. I was like, something's up in these Georgia mountains, man. And she goes, he had eyes for you, and kind of gave me that cute little blink that women used to do all the time back in the 50s and 60s to each other. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, oh, he followed up with me yesterday afterwards to make sure that I was okay. And then he had a couple questions about you. And then he called me this morning to make sure that it was okay, that he might reach out to you. And I was like, no, I'm too broken of a person, but that's amazing. And I looked at her and said, what about Tim? What about the other guy with the tattoos who was crying?
Did you also have no intention of communicating with him? You just wanted the compliment to take with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay, I need that these
days. That's a great way to go. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, boost my confidence. Are you serious? Like, my grandpa might have passed away, but he is just given to me.
Right?
He is just like, let me just show you, Kelly, the world is still a good place, with or without me. So... yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I've never been hit on at a funeral before, and not necessarily at the funeral, but afterwards, through my grandma.
Honestly, when you said, what's the weirdest place you've ever been hit on? I'm like, everybody's been hit on?
Yeah, I actually thought, oh, here comes a nice humble brag. Where's the weirdest place you've been hit on? What do you mean? Like, I don't know, at a party where people might hit on you because they're drunk as hell?
If you had asked,
like, that's the weirdest place, I guess.
Where's the weirdest place you hoped someone would hit on you? I would have had plenty to offer in this conversation. Yeah. Everywhere I went for a long time.
Yeah. The surgery center, a funeral.
Yeah. You know, yeah, same. Yeah.
I had a guy hit on me one time at a grocery store. He was by a guy. I mean, I was like 22 and he was probably 65. And I was holding a thing of eggs and a 2-gallon thing of milk. And I'm just standing there. I did that thing where I'm like, I'm just grabbing two things. I don't need a cart. I don't even need a basket. And I'm holding them. And this old ass man, it was hitting on me. And I was just thinking to myself, this is awkward. Like, how do you not know that this is weird right now? I could drop these eggs and that would be horrible. And his milk is getting heavier by the second.
Not metaphorically speaking, drop the eggs. Like, actually drop the eggs.
Yeah, right, actually.
Yeah.
I ended up going on a date with him.
Like,
he
throwing
was
some embryos out.
He had tattoos and cried at funerals.
Yeah. I was like, you're 65. That means you're probably rich. You could take care of me the rest of my life.
At least the rest of yours.
It was strange.
I'd like to get a hold of your eggs and milk that.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
Milk them.
Yeah, you guys don't know, but I'm a widow at 24. Loaded as hell.
Loaded with his debt.
Yes. I found a rich old man who had spent all of it and then gone terribly broke.
Damn it.
Also, my dad just corrected me. The Roxxons were the 187th Regiment and
the
101st
the
Airborne
one
Division.
You. Yeah. That's for sure.
Sorry, guys. I'm terrible with numbers or whatever.
Terrible with numbers. I'm good with jawlines.
They were called the Fearsome Fleeters. I don't even know what that is. What? 1047th.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.